The Arizona Citizens Clean Elections Commission this morning took up the issue once again of regulating so-called dark money groups. In the end, the commission did not vote on a proposed rule change. Howie Fisher of Capital Media Services joins me to talk about what it actually did do. Hi, Howie.
Good afternoon.
So what did the commission ultimately do?
Well, they took testimony and they listened to folks who had some concerns. Some of these were technical in terms of how do you define a dark money group as opposed to a quote-unquote social welfare group. And then, of course, Secretary of State Michelle Reagan got up there and said, I am the chief elections official. Only I get to regulate dark money. Never mind, I haven't done it. But the commission lacks the power and essentially said, if you go ahead and adopt this rule, count on seeing my lawyers in court.
Was there a sense that the commission could do anything in this realm that would prevent a lawsuit from the Secretary of State's office?
I think pretty much anything that they would do would lead to a lawsuit. I think it comes down to the belief by Secretary Reagan that only she gets to regulate independent expenditures, which is really what we're talking about here. We're talking about groups that spend money not in coordination with a candidate, taking TV ads saying, you know, so-and-so is great, or did you know that so-and-so kills babies? And right now, they do have to report they've spent money. And sometimes they're very innocent-sounding groups like Americans for a Better America kind of thing. And the problem is you don't know where the money is coming from. The problem becomes that they say, well, we're social welfare groups, and because we're not spending more than half of our money on influencing elections, we don't have to disclose the source. What the commission is proposing is to say, once a group spends at least $500 on an election, it's presumed to be subject to disclosure laws. And then it would be up to the group to convince the commission by, quote unquote, clear and convincing evidence, the law doesn't apply to it. That obviously has caused some concerns by many of the business groups, and obviously from Secretary Reagan, who says, you don't have the right to do that at all.
Is what the commission did today basically punt the issue to another time?
They did, because there were some substantive comments submitted. Some of the attorneys said, look, if you're going to do this, not we're not conceding you have the power, you really should change it so that the burden would have to be on the commission to prove that a group is a dark money group trying to influence an election, rather than the group having to prove it's not. So they want to give some more time for public input. And what they're going to do is they're going to bring it back. At this point, looks like 60 days. And they will have various iterations of the proposal before them. And then they can decide, do they in fact want to go forward? My gut feeling at this point from listening to the commissioners is they do not believe Michelle Reagan, that they don't have the power, and that they will adopt something.
Howie Fisher is Capital Media Services. Howie, thank you so much, as always.
Glad to be here.